Welcome, everybody, to the SD Tech and Podcast Show number one. This is Mark Mann, and I just wanted to say hi and thanks for waiting and listening. So I want to introduce some of the guys. As I said, I'm Mark Mann. And Ace, want to say what's up to everybody?
What's going on, guys? This is Ace Hardot from SD Tekken, resident Nina player. Been banging with her since, 93? Now, before a long time, since like maybe Tekken 2, and just been part of the group ever since it started with Mark. So what's going on, guys?
What's going on? My name is Harry. You guys can hit me up at Yang858 on SD Tekken. Kicked it with you guys for too long, man. But I've been playing Tekken since like Tekken 2, Tekken 1 on PlayStation Arcade Day, so I know what's up with that. Man. You know what I mean?
This guy met his wife at a Tekken 3 machine.
Yeah, I did her on a Tekken 3 machine, you know what I'm saying? She was the first DP, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean Dragon Punch.
And I still remember the story. You were wearing your Final Fantasy shirt, dog, right?
That's right, and the plaid shorts and some messed up sandals that were like coloring my feet in. It was messed up. But you know what? She still let me DP her, so it's all good.
And I see Macy right there. She's laughing in the hallway. Hi, Hell Macy. Yeah.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I don't know if you guys could hear that, but yeah, that's Macy. Queen, yep. Macy right there.
Yep.
And we got G. Say something, G.
Hey, what's up?
What the hell? Yeah, as you can see, our boy's a little shy, but we got the monster right here. Go ahead.
Hey, everyone. Name Monster here. Checking out SDTekken.com. I'm the head news guy, and also handle all the frame data and tech support areas.
Yo, this is Neil, aka Short Boy. I am Neymar's brother, and I'm here with SD Tech and doing the podcast, seeing what's up, giving you guys new info and everything else.
So I just want to give everyone a heads up. What we'll be doing today is we're going to be talking about a number of topics. Before we get into that, I just want to let everyone know what SD Tekken is all about. We're just a group of guys that love Tekken. It's been really good for us. We've been working a lot recently with Namco Bandai Games. As you can see, Tekken 6 is going to be coming out real soon. We're trying to hype it up as best as we can. So what we have today for you is a special preview of the console versions of Tekken 6. And we also want to talk about the Tekken community. What to do if you're new to the game. We're going to talk a little bit about arcade sticks, fighting game news. We do have a special guest. You heard him earlier. It's Harry. And
H. Chang, a.k.a. Mr. Blaze Blue.
Mr. Blaze Blue. Good. And finally, we want to wrap it up with some questions that we got from based on our Twitter and our Tekken Zaibatsu thread that we had asking for your feedback.
By the way, you guys asked a grip of questions, so we can't get to all of them, but we picked a select few, so hopefully that satisfies you guys.
That's right. So without further ado, we're going to get right into it. So we have the console versions of Tekken 6 for both the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. What you're going to see when you first pop in the game, it's going to actually ask you a couple of things. It's going to ask you who your main character is and which stage you want and also which side you prefer, left or right. So that's pretty cool because that was actually introduced first time in the PSP version, if I remember right.
That's right, PSP.
So what you do is you pick your main character, and then the main screen here acts as a central hub of information. It keeps track of your character data, your win, your win-loss ratio, and the percentage that you win. And it also shows your main character and your rank. It also keeps track of your fight money. And there's a separate section there called Report that actually keeps track of how you progress through the game, what you've completed, like little achievements that you got here and there. So it shows like if you've been promoted recently to the first Dan or if you got Tekken God or something like that.
That's good. So it keeps track of like all your infos right there.
Yeah, that's right.
So now right now what we're looking at is the background is the sheep stage. Can you change this or is this something that's always set to the sheep stage?
Yeah, you could actually always change either your main character or the main stage from what you see when you first start the game. And from that main central hub that I just talked about, you do have a number of options. It shows off the scenario campaign mode, the online mode, the offline mode.
Gallery.
The gallery profile, and then you have your options, which is pretty much a staple in every single Tekken game. So what I want to touch upon real quick is the scenario campaign mode. Now, this is the evolved form of Tekken Force. If you guys are familiar with that, it was first introduced in Tekken 3. Then it was slightly upgraded for Tekken 4. Then it went in a whole new direction with Devil Within in Tekken 5.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people discredit Tekken Force. They kind of treat it as a throwaway, like a little game that actually no one really enjoys. But I want to say this time around, scenario campaign mode, it is a lot better. It's really well polished. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Tekken fans are going to enjoy this. And even if you don't, it's sad to say, if you want to get the best out of Tekken, you're going to have to play through it. Because this is the definitive story for Tekken 6. It covers a lot of things.
Ah. So you pretty much do have to run through it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great game. When you play scenario campaign mode, it reminded me a lot of the quest mode in Toball number 1 for PlayStation 1.
Oh, we got old school. What's up?
Yeah, so it has a lot of old school feel to it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of fun.
So how often can we use that damn Gatling gun that I seen, man? That
I mean, it pops up. I mean, there's a number of weapons. I mean, I don't want to get too much into it. Basically, scenario campaign mode, it tells the story of the Mishima family. Mm-hmm. And there's a cool, like, 15-minute prologue that describes what happened in past Tekken games. So once you're playing through that, you actually get to control two characters in the game. You control Lars and Elisa. And I don't want to get too much into spoilers, but once you get into the game, you play as Lars, and he ends up losing his memory. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, no spoilers there. But
you did okay, not
just,
hear that.
Just forget I said that.
Erase that from your mind.
So, like I said, scenario campaign mode, it gives you. This is the first time in the Tekken series it actually gives you a definitive story, and you know what happens from start to finish.
Good. That's good then.
So, going from there, there's also the online mode, and we don't really want to talk too much about online. We'll save that for our next show. But I assure you, from what I know and what I've heard talking to a lot of members of the Tekken team, the online is much better this time around.
That's good, because I'm, for one, looking for a really good online play. Because, I mean, you know, we all played it in DR, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. You know, I'm just looking for something consistent, at least. You know. So if they can give that to us, I'm happy.
Yeah, I could say for sure it's better than DR online. It's better than Soul Calibur 4.
There you go. Woot, woot.
Yeah, just... Just look forward to it. And we also have the offline modes. And when you go to the offline mode menu, it brings up a number of options. Ace, you want to go over the list?
Yeah. G, can you go ahead and please bring up the offline mode? It's up. All right, so we've got Arcade Battle. You guys pretty much know what that is, self-explanatory. Arcade Battle. We have Ghost Battle. We got Versus Battle, Team Battle, Time Attack, Survival, and Practice. Now, this is my first time seeing the final build of Tekken 6. And, you know, we've traveled a couple of places. We've been to Seattle. We shown it to the Seattle crew. Shout out to Seattle, by the way. And, you know, a lot of the players there were asking us if, you know, there was something wrong with the settings on the TV because it was looking kind of grainy. So when we finally fired it up and I saw it, I was blown away because everything was just super crystal clear. Like, I'm talking 1080p to the max. I mean, it didn't look anything like this at Comic-Con or Seattle. So, I mean, for you guys who are looking for the sharpness in Tekken 6 and that whole 3D bang, I mean, it's there.
It's there. It's definitely there. It's come a long way since it was first introduced in playable form at E3. The graphics have definitely stepped up. I mean, the game looks great on both systems. I can't really tell a difference between the two. So either 360 or PS3 version, you'll be happy to get them both. Now, I just want to touch upon one of the modes that you'll probably notice isn't there anymore. There was that story mode that was in previous Tekken games, mm-hmm. where it would do a little prologue, show a little bit of art sequences, and then you'd actually get to play and find out the ending of your character. Now, all of that is actually hidden in scenario campaign mode. There's this special area called the arena where you actually do that story mode stuff that you did in previous games. So what you would do is you would unlock certain characters by encountering them in scenario campaign. After you encounter them, you could actually take them into the arena, play through their prologue, and fight a few key battles, and then you finally see their full CG ending.
There you go.
So that's pretty cool.
Good stuff.
Now, also, the gallery mode, which is pretty in-depth this time around, it has a number of things. You actually have the movie theater, which was in past Tekken games. I mean, I guess the most recent one you probably remember from is Tekken Tag Tournament. And actually, Tekken 4 did have it as well. So you could watch all the endings, all the introduction sequences. There's also the prologue section where you could watch all the story mode sequences that are found in the arena. Now, there's another section separate for scenario campaign mode.
That's new,
yeah,
right? What is this? It says S campaign cinematics.
Yeah, and also for S campaign cinematics, so scenario campaign, if you remember in past Tekken games, when you're playing through the story mode, you would see certain interactions with characters using the real-time graphic system, and they would interact with one another, and you just see a lot of the things that go on between the characters behind the scenes that you didn't see back in the arcade mode. Now, what scenario campaign cinematics does, it actually covers a lot of that. So you see a lot of the interactions between Jeep Corporation, between the Mishima Zaibatsu, and between Lars and Elisa and their adventures. There's also another feature called Elisa's Journal. And with Elisa's Journal, it's pretty much a text-based journal that Elisa has been keeping on her journeys as you progress through scenario campaign mode. And also, if you remember Tekken 4, so we had a replay mode in Tekken 4 where after each match you would hit select.
We all love that feature, by the way.
That's something that a lot of people loved. Now, it's back this time around. It's pretty much the same thing as Tekken 4. You can save your matches. Yes. It actually gives you the option now after you play a versus match or after you play online if you want to save that. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
All right, for profile mode, you actually have a number of modes as well. There's player settings, there's the records, the ranking, there's the ghost list, and if you might remember from the PlayStation Portable version, you could actually upload and download your ghosts, so you could actually play against what people play like. Actually, the AI is captured. You could see their gameplay style, their combos that they use, and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool. So that feature is included for both the PS3 and 360. Let's focus on the customization real quick, because I know a lot of people have been Googling over all this stuff regarding the customization. Now, there's over, I believe, 1,800 unique items in customization mode. So that leads to like endless possibilities.
You're not going to really have like a character where somebody else is going to have the exact same setup. It's going to be pretty much different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Unless you're one of those guys that just likes to copy everybody else.
Yeah, biters. Yeah. Y'all know who you are.
So we'll bring up a character right now. We'll just go over the list of what each character has.
Let's start off with my girl Nina.
Let's go to Nina. Okay. So we're looking at it right now. Once you select the character that you want to customize, it's going to bring up a certain list. Now, it's going to have the model. It's going to say model change at the top, and you could either pick the first player model or the second player model. Certain characters will have a third player one. And as you know, there are 8 exclusive console costumes in the game. Actually, maybe 9. So a lot of them are tied to famous manga and comic artists. So you've seen ones like Cardboard Tube Samurai from Penny Arcade.
That one's sweet.
And
the one
from Masashi Kishimoto from the Naruto series. Right. He did one for Lars. And
we got
most recently,
Jin, right?
There's one for Jin from the group Clamp. Mm-hmm. And then probably most recently, everyone remembers is the underboob from Lily.
Oh, Lily!
Lily's
banging,
special costume.
Boy.
So we're gonna go ahead and look at the first player model and see what options there are available. So when you get into the shop, the item shop, it's pretty much like the arcade mode. Now, if you remember in Tekken DR, you couldn't really visualize what you're buying.
I hated that, by the way.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean,
it was like
only the PSP version actually had a visual representation of what you could buy. Mm-hmm. So this time around, it is like the PSP version. You could actually go ahead and browse through the items. Now, if you go look at the items, you have a number of options here. Can you go back one screen, G? You have it starts at the very top, so it pretty much goes in order. You have head, glasses, neck, upper body, upper body, arms, lower body, feet, back, lower body, waist, left and right, aura, hair, and with the hair, it's just crazy because you have the hair, the base of the hair, the left side, the right side, so you can make your character look pretty freaky with the hair there.
Now, with the aura, I remember back there, like in what was it, like 5.0 or whatever it was. When you equip the aura, you can only equip the aura. You can equip the aura now with other items, right?
Yes. Now you can have aura with other items. And it's fully customizable this time around. This is something that Namco Bandai really wanted to communicate to people. The Tekken team worked really hard on skinning the characters to make it fully customizable. Mm-hmm. And they do want to let people know that there's possibility for future items and stuff like that through downloadable content. But from what I hear, I know whenever people bring up downloadable content and Namco Bandai in the same sentence, they think Scamco and this and that. But from what I know, everything is going to be free from here on out, except for that Cardboard Tube Samurai, which is
$3.99
pre-order bonus. So if you haven't pre-ordered yet, make sure you do so at either GameStop, EB Games, or Amazon if you want to get that Cardboard Tube Samurai outfit.
I pre-ordered. Did you, Mark?
Yes, I did.
Like 10?
I pre-ordered 4 joystick bundles.
You see that? That's why he's Mark, man, with the sticks, man. He don't mess around.
No, I don't. So we're going to finish up the modes and the options that we have. If you go to the options mode, G, it's going to bring up pretty much a bread and butter what we're used to. You have the game options, sound options, controller options, and other options. There's just something I want to touch upon for the controller options. If you have an arcade stick and you plug it in, it's automatically going to recognize it as the wireless arcade stick, which has the default Dead or Alive style layout. So that's for the Xbox 360. For the PlayStation 3, it's fine. So if you look at it, if you have, say, let's say, if you have a Street Fighter 4 arcade stick and you're playing on the Xbox 360, you're going to want to double-check your buttons just to make sure the configuration is right before you get into the game.
Right, because when I plugged it in, I was like, what the hell is going
on? You have right punch doing left punch.
And the way you said it, too, is a little weird. Like, you have to hold down the button. If you're looking at the screen, you might get confused, right?
Yeah,
so you're saying just hold down the button.
So when you configure your button, just hold down the button that you want and then move it over to the move that you want to come out. So if you're holding down one of your buttons, you want it to be left punch, you scroll it down to left punch.
Right.
So that pretty much wraps it up for all the main options in the game. So what we're going to talk about next is the Tekken community and the competitive community and what to do if you want to get into the game. So let's go ahead and get into that. So we're going to touch upon the Tekken competitive community competition in general for when it comes to Tekken. So if you don't know, right now Tekken is kind of in a dormant state. It hasn't seen that much action for a long time now.
Long time. And I can't, at least in San Diego for us, the last time it was really competitive juices were flowing was like, what, 5.0 maybe?
5.0 is probably its peak. Dark Resurrection came around, and that had a lot of people excited for a while. Yeah. But the way that the competitive scene moved, it went back and forth from both 5.0 and Dark Resurrection.
Yeah.
It kind of turned off a lot of people. I mean, a good example of this is this is just where it started out. From EVO 2005, it probably had the biggest contingency of international players.
Right.
And players from all over the world, from Korea, Europe,
Japan, of course.
They showed up to play. I mean, the main game at that time in arcades was Tekken 5.1, but everyone was playing Tekken 5.0, and that's really no excuse to anyone that didn't play 5.0 at the time, because obviously the real 5.0 players, Americans, we took that, we won.
Right.
So there's no discredit there, but I do think it is a bit unfair to the international crowd. Now, then you have the other situations, like when Kudans came over from Korea, and obviously his main game, he's the top Dark Resurrection player, mm-hmm. but Evolution was Tekken 5.0,
right?
So yeah, there's things like that kind of messed with the community, and then just going back and forth from DR, then backpedaling back to 5.0,
right,
then back to DR.
Yeah, so there was always that excuse where it's like, oh, but they play this version, this person plays this version, so it's not a real victory. So, you know, it was never really like a pure victory in everyone's eyes. So yeah. With this time coming around, like when it should hit when EVO, it's going to be BR.
Yeah, next year, EVO 2010, it's probably going to be the first time all around the world that everyone is playing the same game.
Right.
Since Tekken 4, probably.
Yeah.
From Tekken what?
Damn, that's a long time.
It's a long time. So
that's all the way back to when EVO was at Pomona, dude.
Yeah. And Tekken, I mean, if you look at Tekken right now, even now at the arcade level, we have Tekken 6.0 at arcade.
Fucking whack-ass Tilt, dude.
It's at a Tilt arcade. It's $1.50.
And they're charging $1.50. No, you guys heard correctly. $1.50 for 2 out of 3 rounds, was it? At first, I think, right?
Yeah, it was 2 out of 3 rounds at first. And that in Tekken 6.
After like 6 months later, they changed it to 3 out of 5.
Yeah. So even then, there's only probably like 11 to 15 probably arcade machines in the United States for Tekken 6 or Tekken 6 Bloodline Rebellion. So, yeah, it's not easy to actually get into the game right now. It's not as accessible as it will be once it's out on console.
Yeah, everyone and their mom is going to get into it. I know a lot of Street Fighter players, too, even the top players who say they want to give Tekken 6 a try.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of new players coming on.
Yeah, a lot of old school heads are going to come out, mm-hmm. a lot of new players, a lot of Street Fighter 4 players. Now, I want to talk about Street Fighter 4 for a little bit.
What's going on with it?
Regarding Street Fighter 4, I want to thank Street Fighter 4 for bringing back the fighting scene.
It did. Let me give a round of applause for that.
There you go.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but yeah, man, it really did. It gave it like that jump start because fighting games were dead for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no one thought Street Fighter 4 would see the success that it did. I mean, I can tell you from a business standpoint, if you guys don't know, I work at Mad Catz, and I was in charge of the Street Fighter 4 arcade sticks.
Whoop.
When that first came out, I thought no one in their right mind would pay $150 for an arcade stick. I thought I was the only one dumb enough to pay.
Except Mark Mann, dude.
For that. But as you know, the arcade sticks sold like crazy. The game sold like crazy.
Well, let me stop right there, Mark. I just want to congratulate you, by the way, man. You've had a phenomenal year with that, dude. So I just want to give you mad props, brother.
Thank you. Okay. So, like I said, Street Fighter 4, it brought it back. It held it down for the fighting game scene.
Yeah, big time.
And it's still going on strong today.
Super strong. What just past Bar Fights?
Bar Fights was just this past weekend.
How was it? You were there.
I was there. Gutex and his crew threw an incredible event.
Shout out to Gutex.com.
Yep. And then, so it's big. I mean, dude, you have players from all over the U.S. coming to join up for an event at a bar just to play Street Fighter.
I know, man.
This
crazy.
Is something that'd be unheard of like a few years ago just for a fighting game.
I think if you even brought that up to a bar and say you want to play video games in a bar, they'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here, dude.
I mean, Street Fighter is reaching out to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's reaching the masses like...
It's reaching the masses like crazy. Now, I mean, I only see Street Fighter continuing to grow in that aspect. I mean, it's going to get more mainstream. It's going to get more people involved.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I see the same thing for Tekken. I see its future. It's just going to grow incrementally hand in hand with what Street Fighter did for the fighting games. I see Tekken doing the same for this genre.
Without a doubt.
And just getting people into competition.
Yeah, because now everyone sees Street Fighter. It's like a fighting game. So now, you know, everyone's interested in fighting games now, and plus with sticks, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, I can't play fighting games because I was only on a controller pad. I like the arcade, you know.
And everyone nowadays, they're an arcade stick expert now.
What did I tell you, dude? I told you, as soon as you brought that out, everybody now is some type of stick connoisseur. Like, oh, I need this type of button. They're like, man, you just bought this stick this year. Be quiet, dude. But hey, it's all good, you know.
Everyone more people into it, I'm happy.
There you go, yeah. Especially for Mad Cats, right?
I mean, yes. Yes, especially for Mad Cats. And I want to say, I mean, a lot of people think I'm biased about Mad Cat's arcade sticks. I want to tell everyone my favorite arcade stick is a Hori.
And that keeps it real. He's even told me that. Seriously.
I don't want my bosses to hear this, but my favorite stick is a Hori.
You come back to work, I'm like, you fired, motherfucker.
So, like, okay, let's go back to Tekken real quick. I mean, if you looked at it like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I mean, look at it now. Tekken news is popping up every single day. Right. I mean, the launch of the game is less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
so
man,
people are just going crazy. Every day you see new trailers, you see new videos, you see new screenshots, you see news.
What about when you put up the screenshots? People were going crazy with the comments. Yes, man, I can't wait anymore.
The hype has never been higher for Tekken. Now, like, if you look back two or three years ago, Tekken news was hard to come by. I mean, you'd probably be lucky to have some new Tekken news like once a week.
It was scarce, man.
It was scarce.
There wasn't much to talk about, you know?
It was just hard to stay in love with the game.
Yeah, it was. I know I stopped playing for a minute.
I focused on doing nothing.
Remember when we when we stopped playing Tekken, Mortal Kombat?
We were playing Mortal Kombat Deception,
hey,
I think.
I was ranked number 2 in the world of that game, by the way. And USMC Ogre, another fellow SDT member, was ranked number 1.
that's how bad it was. So now everyone just has to look forward to what the community has in store. There's going to be big events. Obviously, we mentioned EVO 2010. That's going to be the big one.
Can't wait.
It's always the big one.
Yes, sir.
So shout out to SRK and Mr. Wizard and everyone holding
Wizard.
It down.
Hey, Mr. Wizard, by the way, I'll kick your ass, Nina, any day. All right.
He's going to take that to heart. You know
he
that.
Will, man. He always does.
So there's a lot of big tournaments coming up. Tekken's coming out in 2 weeks. There's already tournaments scheduled. Next month in November, there's going to be that Active Gamers LA tournament in LA.
Ooh.
That's going to be big. Tekken is one of the main games there.
Nice.
Then we also have NorCal Regionals, which is a long-running tournament scene. This is going to be held down by the Keystone crew, John Choi, Bronson Tran, Insane Lee.
Oh, that's
they're
the,
going
all
to be
the
helping,
OGs.
All the OGs.
All right.
They're going to be bringing Tekken back for the NorCal teams.
And where's this going down at?
It's going to be going down in San Jose.
Golf line?
No, it's going to be at a hotel. So there's,
oh,
if
so
you want
like,
information,
it's a big venue.
Yeah,
okay.
Check out NorCalRegionals.com.
There you go.
So that's going to be big. And then in December, I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but there
what
is
we got, what we got?
There's going to be a national Tekken tournament.
What? Don't tell them anymore. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But yeah, if you want to know more, just stay tuned. We might announce it next week.
So there is possibly a Tekken national tournament. Tekken 6.
There is definitely a Tekken 6 national tournament.
You heard it here first, folks. There is going to be a national tournament.
So everyone.
I got a boner. Whoops.
Better get hyped for that. Now, also coming up, there's going to be a couple of GameStop events, a couple of events with other stores for Tekken 6. So just keep your eyes peeled. So another big one next year is the Strong Style Tournament, which is probably the most consistent Tekken tournament series that's been holding it down for the past few years. And Strong Style is probably best known for having international players there to compete. And this is an arcade tournament.
Right. And that's the one that's held at Golfland.
This is the one that's usually
SVGL.
Held at SVGL.
The last Strong Style they had, they brought over
actually, they had, no, for Tekken 6.
Oh, they already had one?
Yeah,
oh,
they had
right.
one
yeah,
with
yeah.
Help Me from Korea, the Taiwanese
Nina player, that's right.
And a Julia player. And right. then, yeah, there was a lot of good feedback from that one. I mean, obviously, Tekken was still small.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only relegated to the arcade release, but once it's out on consoles, it's going to be a lot different.
SoCal represented that tourney. Chet Chetty.
Chet Chetty.
That's my boy Chet. What's
he
going on,
He always reps
Chet?
Against the international folks.
They're not ready for the Chetness, man.
Mm-mm. Again, next year, there's a number of events we just want to touch over. There's going to be Devastation. There's going to be Evolution. And then I'm sure everyone's going to be hyped up for SBO. And I hope we do have an SBO Togeki qualifier next year for the Tekken people.
We got to, man.
So just if you want to get into the game. Just look forward to it. There's going to be a lot of competition. There's going to be, I mean, you have online play. That's going to help people grow. Just look out, reach out to your community, try to get involved. There's a few sites you can check. There's Tekken Zaibatsu, which is probably the main hub for competitive Tekken play.
Right, so you can reach Tekken out Zaibatsu. To anybody because they have a North American match finder there. You know, find your city. You know, like us, San Diego, you can say what's up to us over there. I'm seeing, or if you don't see one, create one. Hopefully somebody responds, you know?
Yeah, hopefully someone's out there from your city.
Yeah.
So, again, now moving on to that, if you're new to the game, you're shy, you don't have anyone to play with, there's a number of sites you can check to actually teach yourself and learn how to play.
Right.
So we're going to go over what to do and where to go if you're new to the game and you have no idea what to do with Tekken.
All right, so of course, with every new game that comes out, there's also new players, right? With new players, they're going to want to learn how to play the game, read move lists, and things of that nature. So basically, what you want to do is read, and the best place for reading would be TekkenZaibatsu.com.
That's correct. And TekkenZaibatsu.com has been going on for like over 10 years now.
Sensei Zaibatsu. Sensei Castel, Zaibatsu. We love you, dog.
Castell, he's been holding it down for the Tekken community for the longest
very long time.
So just check that out. It has, it's pretty much the number one resource for Tekken out there.
Right.
I mean, if you look at SD Tekken, we're a news resource. We try to give all the information, but Tekken Zaibatsu is the core information.
Right.
If you want to learn how to play the game, you need to go to that website.
Yeah, because they've got like character strategy threads. They've got matchup threads.
Yeah, the forums, pretty much. The forums is the most important resource on Tekken Zaibatsu. Now, we have some advice for people on Tekken Zaibatsu. I mean,
The noobs, man. Yeah. You know, like with every forum, I mean, you just don't want to be that dude creating like the dumbass topics where like, how do you get Jin's body? You know what I mean? Like we've seen stupid threads like that. I mean,
where can I buy Jin's flame pants?
Exactly. Like, you know, how do you get Jin's hairstyle? Like things like that. Please, man. Like leave that at home, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just don't put that on the
You will get your thread closed, if not by me, by Kane, I'm sure.
Yep.
So just what we want to tell people is just read more, post less.
That's very important. One more time.
Read more.
Post less.
Just learn about the game.
There you go.
So, places to go if you're new to the game. Obviously, YouTube. YouTube is probably the most important resource for videos now. I remember back in the day where you had to download videos.
Heck yeah.
But now, it's just everything's up on YouTube. You have everything from high-level Japanese play, from U.S. tournament play, local tournaments, and special things like Tekken Crash. Korea has a TV show dedicated
to
Tekken. That
TV show's badass, man.
And it's crazy. I mean, everything that you want, you can just check it out. There's combo videos. There's everything. And while we're doing this right now, X-Rays is actually in customization mode looking at Lily's third player outfit.
Fucking pervert right here, dude.
Looking at her boobs.
Hey, G, pull up your pants, man. What the hell?
So this is kind of awkward that we're talking about where to go if you're a noob and he's doing all this weird stuff.
He's looking at Lily's freaking wedding costume. Is it a wedding costume?
It looks like a wedding dress.
She got that like little Madonna vibe going. He tried to switch it to Mokujin.
Like we're not watching.
Look at you. It's okay, G.
Okay, so other places to go if you're new to the game. There's a certain website, I Am Tekken, from SoCal. It's from MYK. It's pretty much a site that teaches you how to play Tekken, what to do if you want to learn how to play the game. So it's a good resource. It shares a lot of information that you can find on both Tekken Zaibatsu and SD Tekken. Also, SDTekken.com, we're going to be refreshing our frame data library, and Nate Monster is going to be spearheading that project again. And if you don't know, Ina Tekken is the number one Japanese resource for Tekken videos, for frame data. They have that wiki page. They redirect to us and say that an English version is available on sctekken.com. We'll be doing the same thing.
That's
for
love
Tekken
right
6.
There.
That's love. So props out to our Japanese people.
Correspondents.
Our Japanese correspondents in the streets. Except for Enterbrain. Screw you guys for banning my YouTube account. Enterbrain Infamitsu.
Dude, you had a lot of freaking YouTube vids too, man.
I did. But okay, that's beyond the point. So, again, if you want to learn Ina Tekken, it's Inatekken. It has a lot of vids, a lot of links to news and information. It's predominantly in Japanese, but you could make your way through there. Just click on links. You'll find a video.
Tekken Zaibatsu.
Tekken Zaibatsu, number one resource.
For sure, number one.
SD Tekken for frame data. I Am Tekken for everything that you want to know and how to play, and how to play properly. I mean, who's to say there's a right way to play Tekken, but I Am Tekken will show you the way to play if you want to win.
Exactly.
So check those sites out. If those sites are a little bit too hardcore for you, you still got your GameFAQs, your GameSpot forums.
the cesspools.
not to cap on them. I mean, they have
cap on them, man. Fuck them, dude.
They have some cool people. And then there are other smaller Tekken sites like TekkenForums.com. That's a new site that caters to the community. There's also Tekken Nation. It's a good group of people. I mean, they don't focus hardcore on the gameplay like other Tekken sites, but they do have good information. You like fan art, shit like that.
Hey, shoot, you got the cosign from Mark, man, so shoot, peep it out.
Do it, check it out, TekkenNation.com, TekkenForums.com.
There it is.
So, with that said, we're going to go a bit into the technical aspect of what to do if you want to use an arcade stick, a controller, or just what your options are if you want to get into the game. All right, we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit about controllers and arcade sticks. So Tekken is one of those games, I mean, unlike Street Fighter, if you look at Street Fighter, traditionally everyone uses an arcade stick. You'll probably see one or two random dude using a fight pad or something like that.
Yeah, pad warriors.
Pad warriors, all two of you. Yeah, but Tekken is different, where a lot of the players actually use pad, and they compete at the highest level, and they can win.
Yeah.
So that's probably the main difference. So what that says is pretty much just go with what you feel best with, preference. If you're comfortable with this, you're comfortable with that, go with what you got.
I remember seeing Pad Warriors over at the arcades when Tekken 5 first came out.
Yes.
Yeah, I see all kinds of people bring their own little DualShocks trying to compete. I was like, what the hell?
The Tekken 5 machine, I mean, a lot of people love that. The fact that it had controller pad ports, that was a brilliant machine engineered by WC Maxi, Jason Arney.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Who used to work for the arcade division of Namco.
Even up to this day, even we have all these awesome VLXs and all those out there, I still wish they had those PS2 ports.
Yeah.
Because those made a huge difference. Like, there would be no excuse if you lost. Like, you know, I don't like those controllers out there, or the button's broken or whatever. But if you bring your own stuff, you still lose. That's all you.
That's all you. But that's in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about what we have now, arcade sticks. Obviously, the arcade stick market has grown like crazy.
Of course, courtesy of you, man.
Since Street Fighter 4 came out. So there's a lot of arcade sticks out there. I mean, there's Korean sticks, there's Japanese sticks, there's American sticks.
Right.
American sticks are kind of like, yeah, no one really uses them anymore. Korean sticks actually is very popular amongst the Tekken scene. A lot of people that use Mishimas, Devil Jin, Kazuya, Heihachi, they like using Korean sticks. And pretty much it's just a tighter feel. And it's just different from what people say is more sensitive on the Japanese style parts.
Really?
Yeah.
How sensitive are we talking here? Like, are we talking Saimitsu versus Sanwa?
I mean, I don't even want to get into that, like, on this show, because that's another whole separate discussion.
Right, right.
Like, for the most part, in the official Tekken cabinets, they use Sanwa parts.
Right.
And that's pretty much what you could find in most arcade sticks. A lot of Hori sticks use it. The Mad Catz Tournament Edition uses all Sanwa parts.
Yes, definitely.
Now, using arcade sticks, again, it's a preference thing. I know a lot of people that are just getting into arcade sticks. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to use, how to use it, how to hold it. I say just play. The more experience that you get, hopefully you'll get better. If not, you just suck.
Or just go back to pad.
Just go back to
pad. Just go back to pad.
So again, the best advice I could give someone is to use what you like and just practice.
Yeah,
just
whatever
practice
feels more comfortable in your hand.
Now, Harry, I wanted to talk to you. If you guys don't know about Harry, he's actually one of the members, key members that was involved in bringing Blaze Blue out. He works for Axis Games. So it's good to know people in SC Tekken have stature. They're in high places.
So I don't call high places and everything, but you know.
So Harry, what's up with arcade sticks? When is a Blaze Blue arcade stick gonna come out?
Well, geez, man, you gotta put me on a spot like that. Well, let's just say, man, what could I say about that?
I don't know. Let's just say that'd be nice if there was a Mad Catz one in the future.
Yeah, there would. Definitely be a good thing to have.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? If it does happen, everybody got to give a shout out to Mark, man.
and Harry for making it happen.
Yeah, but you know, we ever since we saw those T6 for Street Fighter, we've always been had our mindset and our eyes on that TE since Blaze Blue came out. So, you know, just because, you know, you hadn't seen it out there, we haven't talked about it, been very quiet about it, doesn't mean it ain't coming out.
Yeah, and Blaze Blue actually, a lot of people hold it in high regard for its online play and how amazing the netcode is, and for the fact that it just blew everyone's minds when it first came out.
Yeah.
A lot of people weren't expecting the success or the type of game that it was.
Yeah, the funny part is that everybody thought this game was just going to be another rehash of Guilty Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought, okay, it's just going to have its own little niche market, and that'll be the end of it. Little did they know that we actually tapped into the mass. We tapped into some Street Fighter. We tapped into a whole lot of little people. Of course, our main core audience is over at Dust Loop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we actually have a
What's up, Dust Loop?
Yeah, what's up, what's up? And we actually have a lot of key threads in NeoGAF, Penny Arcade that are actually quite, you know, very, very populated.
What's up, how many players did you guys have at Evo?
Oh, we had over 200.
Shoot.
Over 200. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was,
and this was not an official tournament game. This was something that was put together last minute by Axis Games. And as you can see, the players came.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the turnout was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot beyond our expectations. There was nothing more to say about that. It got to the point where even sometimes I always felt like, holy crap, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. And then next thing you know, we're like, holy crap, we're there. and it's still kind of like still hitting us because we're like thinking, man, this game is not gonna like ain't nowhere near gonna take a percentage of Street Fighter, but it blew us away that it did.
I mean, okay, let's just talk about Street Fighter.
Obviously,
Super Street Fighter 4 was just announced.
Yes,
and
can't wait.
If you're a fighting game fan, you're probably like nutting yourself right now. Like, oh my god, more characters. But then that wasn't the only announcement recently. There was also an announcement for a game called Blaze Blue Continuum Shift.
Yes.
I don't know if you know about that game. Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Well, I can say I do know about it, and then I don't know much about it.
we'll just leave it at that. But,
yeah. But I could say that, you know, people that thought that everything that was good about Blaze Blue or anything that was bad about Blaze Blue, they say the bad has been taken away.
That's good.
And everything that's good about Blaze Blue has been kept. And improved upon by adding a couple more characters. I'm sure you guys all heard about Tsubaki. I'm sure you guys all heard about Hazama, a.k.a. Terumi. And I'll leave right there.
So you do know about it. So, okay, let's get off the subject. Let's focus on Tekken again. I forgot this is the SD Tekken podcast.
No, SD Tekken all day, every day.
But really, I don't know if it's next year or this year, but Super Street Fighter 4, Blaze Blue Continuum Shift, and hopefully more fighting games are down the pipe. So
they said there's a possibility on another King of Fighters, but we're not sure about that.
King of what?
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Well, hopefully they make a comeback. So that's all we're going to talk about, just regular fighting game news for now. So what we're going to do now is go into the questions that you guys submitted to us on our Twitter and our Tekken Zaibatsu thread. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Again, I wanted to thank Harry for coming here and talking a little bit about Blaze Blue and just the community in general.
Hey, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
It's always good. Yo, Nate, go here.
So we're going to the questions right now.
So we now come to the Q&A portion of our podcast, and we're going to answer a few questions. First up, we've got Wildman X from Techonomics. He asks, has the practice mode been improved from T5 and T5DR? If so, what's new?
Okay, practice mode pretty much is the same that you've seen in past Tekken games. There are a few different options that are available. Now, one of the main things that they've added is the position reset. It's an option that you either turn on or off. And with the position reset is you could easily go back to the neutral position of the stage. So like, say for instance, you've been playing through the stage and you're at the wall, you want to go back to where you start at the start of the round, you could go in and do that. All you have to do is turn it on, and for either the Xbox 360 or PS3, so it's either hit back and the A button on 360 or hit select and the X button on PS3. So it's pretty easy to get into and just do that. Now, another thing that's new is in the command list, there's actually up to 7 sample combos now, and they range anywhere from really easy scrub combos to actual real good tournament combos that you can use in the game. So that's a pretty cool addition. And I think that's pretty much it for practice mode. It's pretty much what you'd expect from it.
Okay, this next question comes from Nolan, I believe, a.k.a. Crimson.
Crimson, yeah.
Okay, and the question is, when a match has been recorded, what option do we have to show others outside of our own console? And can we upload it to YouTube?
Okay, Nolan. Okay, if you guys don't know who Nolan, a.k.a. Crimson, is, he's actually on the leaderboard. He's the number one person on the leaderboard for the Tekken.com/tournament referral vote thingy that they've been doing, the promotion that they've been doing on the official Namco site. So I want to give him props for that. Now, to answer your question about recording the matches, obviously we touched upon the replay mode earlier. Now, what are your options if you want to show other people outside of the console and actually want to upload it to YouTube? Your only option, I would say right now, is to get a capture card because there's no way to directly upload it to YouTube at this time.
All right, our next question comes from Madman1973. He asks, do the other fighters have voiced and animated cutscenes, or is it all just subtitles and stills as seen in some of the vids?
That's an easy one. So I'll say yes. The other fighters do have their voices, and they do speak their native languages when applicable, and they are subtitled. So it's pretty what you standard fare, what you'd expect, similar to what was in Tekken 5 and Tekken 5 DR.
Okay, Relentless Rolento from Cheap Ass Gamer asks, what are the load times for 360, the PS3? And the optional PS3 hard drive installation.
Oh, wow, okay. Relentless Rolento. It would figure that someone from Cheap Ass Gamer would ask a controversial question. So, load times. Right now, I'm just going to say it straight up. As is, load times on the PlayStation 3 are slightly slower than the 360, and that's both using just the disc only and also when installed on the hard drives. So, pretty much, yeah. I mean, there's not much difference, but it loads a little bit slower on PS3.
All right, we got Dragon Punch Pimp.
Dragon Punch Pimp.
Oh, okay. We got a Hood question. All right, let me get Hood right quick. All right. He says, hey, yo, what system niggas playing for the scene? That's my question. It's best to say the character's arcade. Wait, what? Oh, he says, that's my question. It's best to say the arcades in SoCal are good, but I only have whack-ass Xbox.
Okay, Dragon Punch Pimp. I didn't quite understand your question.
Let me run it back in the normal voice. He says, what system niggas playing for the scene? That's my question. It's best to say the arcades in SoCal are good, but I only have whack-ass Xbox.
Okay, well, if you're just going to be playing online, I think Xbox and Xbox Live is fine. I mean, I actually prefer Xbox Live interface over the PlayStation Network.
So do I.
There's no fanboyism involved there. I just like how Xbox Live is set
looks,
up.
Man. Yeah.
Now, for actual playing for the scene, if you're talking about real tournaments and stuff, it's going to obviously be the PlayStation 3. It's the most compatible with fighting games. It has the biggest Tekken, you know, install base. It has a history with Tekken. So a lot of the Tekken players already have PlayStation 3, all the DR players. So I would suggest if you want to play seriously in tournaments and you want to get serious with that, get the PlayStation 3 version.
Right.
Okay, this next question comes from our very own Twitter.
Who's this? The Lone Gamer?
No, this is Ninth Pixel.
Oh, Ninth Pixel. I'm sorry.
Okay. So the question is, are customizations only unlocked for purchase from Scenario Campaign? If so, are they limited to the specific character you use?
Okay. Well, in Scenario Campaign, the way you get items is there are treasure chests that drop while you're playing. And when those treasure chests drop, it's either you or your partner that would pick it up. So let's say you're Lars and Elisa. If Lars picks it up, it's going to become a Lars item. And if it's Elisa that picks it up, it's going to be an item for her. So if you're playing, you want to make sure you pick up the item before that bitch does. Otherwise, you're not going to get the item. So actually, unlocking items, I would say the best way to do it is through Scenario Campaign mode, because you do get a lot of items. And then there are other items in the game that you can actually equip that help you find items at a higher rate. So I would suggest doing it that way. And then you can always sell the items later in the store and sell them for more money and actually buy the items that you want when you're trying to equip it through the customization mode.
All right, from the same Twitter, we got Lone Gamer. He asks another Scenario Campaign question. He's asking, is it all cracked up to be or a big waste of time? And can you think of ways of how it could have been better?
Okay, the Lone Gamer, I just want to give a shout out to him and to the scene in the Philippines. So what's up to the Lone Gamer? So he's asking about Scenario Campaign and if it's all that it's cracked up to be. I would say yes. As a Tekken fan, I was completely surprised with the scenario campaign. I didn't think it would be this good. So I'm really happy at how Namco Bandai Games and the Tekken team actually put it together. And just as a Tekken fan and as a competitive player together, it's fun. I mean, you could do crazy stuff in the game. There's like certain items that allow you to use the bound move twice in one combo. You could freeze enemies. You could electrocute them where they'd be disabled for a while. It's just pretty in-depth, and then there's just a lot to it. So, and you could actually pull off the real combos that you do in versus mode. So it's pretty cool. You could just see all the crazy stuff you could come up with. And then let's see here. We have a few more questions. We're actually going to cut for a little bit right before we go into them.
All right, we're back. We're going to ask the next questions. We got Jide from the UK, from the Virtua Fighter forums. He asks, have you tested the Virtua Stick high grades, and did you notice any issues with multi-button presses?
Ah, okay, an arcade stick question. I like this. The Virtua Stick high grade, it's a PlayStation 3 arcade stick. I have tested it, and in the past, people know the stick has issues with certain games using multiple, more than three inputs, multiple presses. And for Tekken 6, thankfully, the issue is not there. So it works just fine. Now, there may be an issue if you have one of the earlier versions before the revision. I have not tested that as of yet. But it's safe to say if you do have one of the newer Virtua Stick high grades, it does work fine.
Okay, this next question is actually an international question. This comes from Sandalord.
Sandalord.
Yeah, Sandalord. And the question is, where can you customize your character? Can it be done in Ghost Battle or in a special customization mode?
Okay. Well, for customizing the character, there's the customization portion under the profile settings in the game. So you would go to the main menu and do it that way. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the normal setup like you would in arcade mode, where you could select your character and then equip items through there. But you can also do it through scenario campaign mode, because whatever you do to your character in there, it actually reflects the customization for the character overall throughout the whole game. So whatever you equip in scenario mode, say if your character has all kinds of crazy things going on, that's going to be also for the character when you're playing him in versus mode. So if you need to change things between that, you'd have to go ahead and change it either through the scenario mode or through the actual customization mode.
All right, we got another international question from Denmark. We got IWAO. He asks, what plays and looks best, meaning PlayStation 3 versus the Xbox 360?
Okay. Seriously, I know this is probably going to the question that a lot of fanboys want to ask or they want to lie about, but PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, I mean, there to me, there's no difference gameplay-wise. I mean, obviously, the PlayStation 3, they do have nicer CG cutscenes and FMV, like actual video from the game, but just looking at the graphics from side-by-side, I would say they look exactly the same to me. I don't notice any issues, really. And then a lot of people have been reading the Eurogamer article, the Digital Foundry stuff, and how the game looks better with or without motion blur on. I mean, I say just play the game with the motion blur on. It looks beautiful. And quit the fanboy stuff on the comments section and on the site. I'm talking to you, Blind Ghost, Ice You Cold. You guys, man, enough of the fanboy wars.
Okay. Exile 360 wants to know, do you know what the achievements and trophies are?
Ah, yes, we do. Next. Okay, wait. Yes, if you check our website, sdtekken.com, you'll see we posted some of the trophies and achievements a few days ago.
All right, we have a question from Lil Xenius, a.k.a. LZN. He was actually the winner of our Show Us Your Tekken contest a while back. Yes. One question, is there any tutorial in the game? Another question, if a hot model came to you and said she'd be willing to do a photo shoot, will you A, get her to pose with your candy SF2 cabinet, get her to pose with your TTT cabinet instead? Yeah, A or B.
Okay, well, let me look at the question again. I didn't really understand that. So, well, for the first part, he said, is there a tutorial in the game? No. There's no tutorial in the game other than the one that's in the scenario campaign mode. So it doesn't have anything that really shows you how to play the game. But there is a little ticker bar on the bottom of the screen that actually gives you tips on how to play through Tekken. It shows you like tips how to break a throw, how to avoid certain moves, how to block, stuff like that. So it has a lot of the basic elements in the game that actually tells you how to go through that if you're a noob. So the second part is, if a hot model came to me and asked if I was if she wanted to do a photo shoot, would I either get her to pose with my Street Fighter II cabinet or my Tekken Tag Tournament cabinet? I would actually vote for neither and actually just have her pose with my arcade stick. And that actually leads into this contest that we're going to be running soon called the Ladies of Stick Fighter, which pretty much focuses on hot girls and arcade sticks and artistic photos. So chicks with sticks or something like that. But not like that.
Are you able to customize or change the color of the console-exclusive costumes, such as Jin's clamp outfit? This is from Lionheart from Canada.
Canada. Okay. He's asking if you could customize or actually change the color of the console-exclusive costumes. Okay. Yes, you can. And a lot of people might not know this. You can also customize some of those costumes. So an example, like Lily's costume, you could actually take off her veil and put a tiara in its place. You could change the hairstyles for Lars when he's in the Kishimoto outfit that he has. And you could also just change the colors on certain ones like Robo Kazuya and stuff like that. So, yeah, there is some level of customization for each of those outfits.
All right, our next question comes from Analover. He asks, as we all know, Tekken 4 had one of the best stories. Is Tekken 6 any better?
Tekken 4 has the best story? What the hell is wrong with you? Okay, in all seriousness, Tekken 6, I think, has the best overall story experience for any Tekken game. So I would say yes, Tekken 6 by a landslide. No homo.
Okay, this next question comes from NeoGaffer.
NeoGaff, what's up?
This is from Grey Fox PL. And the question is, does all custom clothing have go through a physics engine, or is it stiff like in T5?
Actually, the physics engine in Tekken 6 is pretty crazy. Not just for the items, which yes, it is present in the items. So you'll see like how certain things move when you're playing. There's the ball and chain that's on Eddie. There's also the veil for Lily's new costume, her console exclusive costume. So there's a lot of detail there, and you can actually see how the items move independently according to how you're moving your character. You also look at the snow, the water, and how like when you fall on the floor, it's pretty crazy how the Tekken team paid attention to how you fall and how things break. So it's pretty cool in Tekken 6. It's not just like, oh, this floor breaks and then it's not broken like a few seconds later.
All right, we got a question from K30 from NorCal.
NorCal?
Yes, can you contact Namco and tell them to patch not having customizations on both one player and two player?
Okay. Nate slightly censored that, so I'm going to read it uncensored. It says, can you contact Namco and tell them to patch that bullshit about not having customizations on both first and second player? That's just lazy. That's from K30 in NorCal. Well, consider them contacted, because I'm sure they'd probably hear this from a lot of people. And let's go to our last question. We have one more.
All right.
And I think it's from Autocrat 2.0 from SoCal.
All right, next question comes from Autocrat 2.0. His question is, how is SDT going to catch up to SoCal?
Wow. Okay, how are we going to catch up to SoCal?
How we is going to catch up, he says.
Okay, well, hey, serious question deserves a serious reply.
Okay, let's go.
So my question then is, how is SoCal going to catch up to SD Tekken in terms of being a presentable community with real jobs?
Oh, shit.
Real goals.
Oh, fuck.
Once Tekken 6 drops.
Don't hurt him, Mark. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just playing. I love the SoCal guys.
We love you guys.
Okay, man. So I want to actually just give props to SoCal. They've been holding it down because obviously SD Tekken hasn't been doing anything with Tekken 6 other than doing SDTekken.com. So we have a few players that do actually play. And that's the Super Miguel brothers, Nick and Leo C. They've been holding it down for San Diego in our absence.
New school, by the
way. New school. And yeah. you probably see their name. They actually did pretty well. They were at Devastation.
Yeah, yeah. They got top eight.
They both got top eight. And they beat some big name players. They beat Cry. I know one of them beat Crow.
Right.
Which is the Evolution champion. He's a back-to-back champ.
And they also go up to the SoCal tourneys and they do well there, too. They place top eight. So much
props.
So props
to our SD players, Nick and Leo C. So, okay. Real talk, how are we going to catch up to SoCal? We're just going to have to play. We're going to have to do it like we always did.
Yeah, for sure, though. SoCal's really strong. I mean, they got Kane. Kane's a beast. You know, he's strong. He's using Lily now, right?
He's using Lily and Brian. But
Alex Matt got the chance to play him recently.
Yeah, MYK and Kane and Matrix Matt, they came down to one of Cody's Street Fighter 4 sessions where we actually debuted Tekken 6 for the San Diego community to try out. And all I know is there was a big crowd around the Tekken machine, not so much around the Street Fighter 4 area.
Street Fighter what?
Street Fighter what? So, yeah, we want to thank the LA players were coming down and showing the SD players some love and how to play the game, pretty much.
Yeah, there's going to be some good battles coming up real soon, though.
Yeah, so yeah, like I said, no hate to the SoCal guys. We're just joking. We love all you guys.
Yeah, we've known them for a long time.
Even Weapon X and even Cynic. We like you guys, too. Okay, so that's going to pretty much conclude the question and answer portion for the podcast. And we're just going to talk about a few more things, and we're going to wrap it up. Okay, there's just a few things we want to say before we close it up for our first podcast.
Woo-hoo.
Now, okay, there's a few things when we were talking about Arcade 6 earlier I forgot to mention. Now, with the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 version coming out, there's a lot of people out there that actually have PlayStation 2 arcade sticks, and a lot of people want to use a converter. Now, that's really no problem for the PlayStation 2 owners that want to go to PS3 because there are good converters out there. Now, for Xbox 360, it might be a little bit more difficult because not that many people know about what's available. I want to let everyone know that there's a converter called the X Converter 360, which is a Korean-made converter, and it's really good. It's the best one out there. It has no lag, so it's probably like what you'd get if you have a Pelican converter for your PlayStation 3.
How can they get that?
And they can get that by contacting LAF on SRK forums. That's probably the best way to go about getting one. And you could actually check out our review that's going to be on sdtekken.com sometime early next week. So look out for that. And
just for some people might not know what SRK is, it's actually shoryuken.com.
Yeah, shoryuken.com. We'll have all the information on the review. Now, also, check out our tech area. We have a lot of information available for arcade sticks, anything technical like that. And also check SRK's Tech Talk section, which is probably the biggest resource for that kind of stuff if you like to just, you know, get technical with arcade sticks and stuff like that. So, without further ado, we want to thank everyone here for listening. You guys want to give out shout-outs to anyone? Nate?
What up, the blind ghost, icy cold? Thanks for making the comments. First, always.
First.
I just want to thank everyone for listening in and giving the hits to our site. And spam the SD thread and at Tekken Zabatsu.
Yeah, say what's up to us.
Cool. Harry, anything for the people?
Thanks for listening to this damn thing over here, man. We're locking this down for everybody that loves Tekken. Give it a shout out to STTZ out there, SRK, Dustloop. All you fighting game communities out there, we love y'all. That's why we keep doing this and keeping it going. Just keep hitting us up, and we'll make you guys proud.
Cool. Thanks, Harry. And Short Boy, anything?
Thanks for hitting up the site, sdtekken.com. And this is our first podcast. If you're listening to this and you're still listening, good job.
You win.
Keep that pussy coming out, though.
Ace, any last words?
Nah, man, that's pretty much what everyone said. I just want to really thank everyone who's been logging into the site and, you know, checking it out. I mean, how many hits do we got now, Mark?
We're closing in on 5 million, and that's just since 2007.
5 million. Now, look, 5 million. It's a fan site, all right? 5 million.
A fan site dedicated to one game.
Near to your dick site,
hey, dog. Hey. Nah, not really. My shit's in the millions.
Trillions, trillions, billions.
100,000, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, really, just I want to thank everyone for always coming. Gee, why are you still alive? You want to see it, huh? You want a demonstration? Nah, for real. Just I want to thank everybody. And, you know, the SD Tekken family, I mean, we've been together from since, what,
99-ish.
99, but I know Mark since, like, 96. So
something like that.
So we've known each other for a long time, and just to see where we're at now is it's really something.
Like, yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Namco Bandai Games, especially the brand manager, Injun.
Injun.
He's been supporting.
Give it up for Injun, guys.
Injun, yeah. Woo. Yeah. He's actually a big part of the reason why the Tekken team and Namco Bandai Game is so involved with the community right now.
They actually reached out.
They reached out, and they're going to continue to reach out. They wanted to let me know, to let everyone else know, that they're going to be supporting Tekken, not just at launch, until launch, but well after the game is out.
Right.
So look forward to look forward to a lot of Tekken stuff in the future. And also, I want to give out shout-outs to Tekken Zaibatsu, Short Yukin, Cheap Ass Gamer, NeoGaf, all those forums that you guys stalk me on and send me weird emails and private messages from asking me for free arcade sticks.
Too popular, dude. We can't forget about thing two, though, Big Rob.
Big Rob. Big Rob. I hope you listen to this, Big Rob, because you've been holding it down, too. Yeah, Rob, Scott, everybody at Namco Bandai Games, you guys have been holding it down. And we love working with you guys. So
for sure. That's pretty much it, man. So just stay tuned for the next episode. What you got, Harry?
Faye Mata.
Well, speaking of Faye Mata, she's going to cut to the exit part of our podcast. So fuck Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Fuck Smash. And, oh, yeah, guys, Tekken 7. No, I'm kidding.
Peace.
Peace.
SDTekken.com. All the latest Tekken news and fighting game info. What are you?